And now this is a dictation for Charlene, Charlyn, Chilcot, Chilcot, October 3, 1946. Addresses a letter to Dr. Mary, Murray, 583-1914. Next paragraph. Dear Dr. Mary, follow-up for Mrs. Chilcot, abnormal kidney function, last visit November, chronic back pain, surgical procedure canceled, because of congestive heart failure, high risk, denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents, mobility restricted, stable lower extremity edema, has morbid obesity, no reported nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, no reported leg ulcers, stable dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, no sleep apnea, no chest pain palpitations. Review system done. Medication list review. Patient come with daughter. Dose of Norvasc increased to 10 milligrams. Remains on nitrates, chlorthalidone, losartan, metoprolol, aldactone, torsemide. Present weight 249. Blood pressure by nurse 147.74. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia. Obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, stable edema, decreased hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, February the 4th. Normal sodium potassium, bicarbonate elevated from diuretics. Creatinine worse at 2.4, lightly from diuretics, GFR 20. Normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. Malanemia 13.2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, plus minus acute component, effect of medications, notice multiple diuretics. She does have diastolic type congestive heart failure based on the echo in July, normal ejection fraction 50% with grade 2 diastolic component, no significant valve abnormalities, and right ventricle considered normal. I did not change medications. We discussed about the important salt fluid restriction. She already has done dialysis class. There were discussions about AV fistula. Already talked to Dr. Smith. No need for EPO treatment. She is anticoagulated. No need for phosphorus binders. No need for vitamin D125 for secondary hypoparathyroidism. We start dialysis for symptoms. Most people GFR will be under 15. When the time comes, we will discuss with cardiology if patient will need a bridge anticoagulation for surgery, as well as is depending on anesthesia, what precautions needs to be done for anesthesia for procedure. All issues discussed at length with the patient and family. End of dictation.